The Gemara in Bechoris tells us about crossbreeding, that if we know a kosher animal breeds with another animal and they have kids, so we know the other animal is kosher. That's just the Kabbalah, that a kosher animal can't have kids with a treif animal. So therefore, that's what the Gemara says. So the Avnei Nezer wants to point out, that's his raya, that turkeys are kosher because chicken and turkeys can have kids together. So therefore it shows, based on the Gemara and Bechoros, that turkeys are kosher. The Chasam Sofer, in general, disagrees. He says that this Gemara is talking about behemoths, animals, and it doesn't mean that by animals, if two animals have crossbreeding, then it shows that that both animals are kosher. But it isn't necessarily true regarding birds. Clearly, the Avnei Nezer disagrees and says that it applies not only to animals, but it's also to birds. The Netziv disagrees on that Nakuda with the Avnei Nezer. The Netziv, the bottom line, said it was okay also, but not for that reason. The Netziv felt that when do we say crossbreeding works? If you put the turkey and the chicken in the same room and on their own, they'll crossbreed. But if you force breed artificial insemination, so then that wouldn't be what the Gemara means about being a proof that both breeds are kosher. So therefore, you have the Gemara and Bechoros that says animals. Everyone agrees it's true by animals. The Chasam Sofer says only by animals. And the Avnei Nezer says no, even by birds. Therefore, the turkey is kosher because it could crossbreed with the chicken. And the Tzif says that's not a raya because only he agrees with the Avnei Nezer. You can extend it to birds. But he says it's not a raya because that's only if it's naturally crossbreeding. If you forcefully crossbreed, i.e. artificial insemination, as there are other means, so then it wouldn't be a raya that one's kosher. It's just that it's kosher for other reasons, but not because of that reason. So that's the issue with the Muscovy duck. They also say since it does crossbreed with other kosher animals, so therefore that's enough of a raya that we see it's kosher or not. And so why is turkey given? The bottom line, in America, turkey's been accepted and not the Muscovy duck. So perhaps it has to do with the Machlokes, the Rush, and the Rashba about whether you have a Masorah in one place, can you accept it in another place? So that's the Rush says yes, the Rashba says no. The Shach wants to say maybe there's no Machokes, it depends if there's a negative Mesorah or not. The Rosh Shlomo Kogel, that was his argument against Turkey. He says since we don't have any Mesorah, number one, he doesn't trust America. There weren't any Talmidei Chacham, but even if there was, that it's not so simple. You could transfer a Mesorah from one place to another against the Shach. But for the same reason, he was against he was against Turkey. So the reason why it wasn't accepted in the U.S., because I think it was in the late 1700s, maybe the late 1800s, that one of the Talmud from the Chasam Sofer went to New Orleans, and I think they were slaughtering Muscovy duck. He said, "You have a Mesorah." He went. He said the Chazan wasn't keeping Shabbos or kosher. It was his Mesorah. The bottom line, he sent it to Rav Hirsch, who said it was a problem, and the bottom line is that he said there's no. So he said it was no good. So perhaps no one ever came out in America without not to eat turkey. So then the Rav in New Orleans came out, I think that's why OU's policy is not to give hashkacha on Biscovy Duck, since there's already established Masorah against it. Of course, you could discuss whether that Masorah was good or not, and maybe that was then. The question is, if we monitor for many years, some claim the Muscovy duck is a doris, that they eat the rodents, this and that. So that's a whole separate discussion. I think in Europe, perhaps they still give it hashkacha. Israel used to, but now maybe because of other issues, the other delicacy they used to, they can't force feed some of the geese, so I think it's not nogea anymore. But so bottom line, in America, they don't give hashkacha on it. In Europe, they do, and Israel maybe no longer. But that ties into among the many issues. The issue: can you transfer Masorah from one town to another? And then the question is: even if you could, what happens if you had a negative Masorah not to eat it? So then perhaps the Muscovy duck, there was a negative Masorah not to eat it, and therefore, they don't give hashkacha on it today.